the line that you tread, like you're saying, it is kind of, come on, you know, they took this right from there. But again, if it works and it's nice in there, then I got really nothing to complain about. I hope that makes it into competitive, because ideally for us, they get rid of a lot of these older maps that have been in competitive. Subbase, get that. I don't want to play that. I don't want to see that in rotation. Vista and Six Star have pretty much taken that over.
Get Invasion out.
I don't know of anybody who looks forward to playing ranked on these maps. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 168 of the COD Casuals podcast. We're your host, Mike.
I'm Justin.
Justin, how we doing, bro?
Doing good.
Nice.
Weather update, it's spring. It is spring.
It is, bro.
It's,
finally.
It's warm today. I went for a walk today.
Good shit. Broke a sweat?
I mean, I break a sweat no matter what.
Yeah, bro.
But like, it was definitely, it was a lot hotter.
That's just, that is how you do roll, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how many of you guys like run hot. Like, I've just always ran hot.
Yeah.
And I never know how to gauge. It always happened in college because it'd be like 35 degrees outside, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't wear shorts because it's cold, obviously, right? So I wear pants and then I put on a winter jacket because it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to walk from one side of my campus to the other fucking side. And it takes like 20 minutes.
Right.
By the time I got to the other side, I'm sweating. Like, I'd sit in the lobby and I have a handkerchief and I would like pat myself, like dry myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, why am I wearing a jacket?
Right.
In this weather, yeah, like in the morning it was cold, slightly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I went for a walk in the morning and I was wearing a sweatshirt. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was
like
a bad move. Yeah.
Sweating.
Sticking to you and all that shit, yeah.
Yeah, and then I sweat through my shirt and stuff. I'm like, and it was like 55.
Yeah.
So still like relatively cold.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat, man. Like this morning, I mean, this is all I wore. Like I just wore a t-shirt because my room has, I got no windows and obviously like no AC.
Yeah.
So I saw it was going to be in the 70s and I'm like, all right, if it's going to get up to the 70s, you know, we're going to be sweating. Like I bring the deodorant in the bag, you know, I'm like, okay, we just got to make sure, prepare. Especially too, because like, you know, I usually every day I get about like 9,000 to 10,000 steps just from fucking walking around doing whatever, and I'm like, that's gonna take its toll too, you know. Like some of these hallways are hot, I go outside, it's hot, you know. Like when the summer comes, I mean, I'm gonna be dead of store. Like I'm not looking forward to like the end of May, beginning of June. You know, but yeah, I mean, it is nice though. Like I do, my favorite part is when I wake up in the morning and it's like in those 55s and I'm like, I wish it was this all day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, why does it got to go to 79, 85? Like, I don't want any of that, you know?
Yeah. It will get to that.
Yeah. But I'll tell you too, though, you know, what's nuts is, so I checked it out with, even if I go on my calendar and stuff. I told the kids, I'm like, look, yeah. So today is what we're doing this on the 29th. So today it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, technically 6, but I told those kids, I'm like, I see your ass 6 more times. That's it. Which is fucking rad.
Yeah.
That's it. You know? And it's the same, almost, I don't know. I'm in that mode. Like I'm ready for summer.
Yeah.
Like I'm ready to just be doing nothing. And actually, like if I want to sit in my AC room all day, I have that choice instead of having to go to work and be like sweating profusely and like dropping like flies, you know? But nah, man, I mean, thankfully, like right now, it's pretty nice out. So I'm enjoying it, you know?
Yeah. Today was, I mean, it was in low 70s, but it was cloudy. So it wasn't like that bad, but like you can start to feel the humidity a little bit because it rained. It sprinkled a little bit.
Yeah. But, dude, I hate humidity, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas,
dude, it's hard to breathe in when it's really humid and you're just sweating all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like I feel like I need to take a shower.
Yeah,
like,
all the time.
You know, I hate that. Yeah, I step outside, I'm like, God damn it, you know.
Yeah, but the nice weather does mean like summer's coming. It's funny. Like I was talking to one of my coworkers about it. Like you always get that feeling that summer's coming, but you get to experience it. Like being a teacher, like summer's coming.
Yeah,
like, you always get to feel that feeling.
Yeah,
and I get to feel that feeling too, but I have to like request time off.
Yeah.
But that feeling doesn't go away.
Oh no.
Because even, I mean, corporate America, I'll speak for that, but
speak to all the corporate.
Yeah.
All the corporate folks.
All the corporate people. Yeah. Even not having a summer break, everyone just takes the summers off, right? Because it's summer. So you feel that all the time. Like by the time it's May, especially going into June, people vacation, 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 like left and right. Like, and then you just cruise from end of June to like beginning of, like right before Labor Day.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just everyone's taking time off.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't mind working like all those days.
Yeah.
Like in between, because it's like you get serotonin.
Yeah.
Like, sun's out. Like, whatever, like I'm just working, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
at least it's nice out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's like, that's some of the things too, especially for us. It's like the after or like I say, like after they finish MCAS. Dude, these poor fuckers, dude, they used to have just one set of MCAS after like their first set. These guys, they have three more.
Oh, that
within
sucks.
That time, that's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're screwed on that. But once MCAS is all done, then they have like our version of like field day. You know, they're out, like they've got like dunk tanks or playing, yeah, you know, food and all that stuff. They got that. Then they've got, you know, like field trips. Mm-hmm. And then we've got like the graduation ceremony, mm-hmm, and all that. Like, I can't wait for that.
Because
for me, I'm like, bro, when we start going to that stuff, that's when I'm just like, yeah, we done, boy. Yeah. You know, I get to wave goodbye to some of these people. I'm like, I hope I never see you again.
And like, that's just fun. For, yeah, both the kids and the teachers.
Yeah, well, like was cool too, because I don't even remember us. I mean, I don't remember our middle school graduation. That was like, you know, 5,000 years ago.
Did we have one? Oh, yeah, we must have had one.
Yeah, we definitely had one, but I just can't remember, like, you know, what happened during it. But they asked me, they're like, oh, we're going to do, they have like some song, you know, for when, mm-hmm, they come out. They're like, can you kind of do something with that? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I just made, you know, I chose like five or six songs that are, mm-hmm, you know, like graduation songs. And I just had them. I told them this morning, I'm like, look, all for the eighth grade kids, you know, I'm like, look, you know, we're going to have a graduation song. So y'all got to vote on this, mm-hmm, you know? So I'm like, I'll just play them. And then just, I'm like, you're not hurting my feelings if you think it sucks, mm-hmm, you know, they're all like, bro, can we play like OT7 Kwani? I'm like, dog, that ain't no, yeah. I'm like, there ain't nothing about graduating.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, you play like Post Malone's, yeah, Congratulations, couple of tunes, you know? But then a lot of them were just like, damn, it's really that point in the year already that we're, mm-hmm, getting there? I'm like, yeah. I told them, like, dude, I see you after today. I see you five more times, you know, six. I'm like, we're not doing anything that day. It's last week of school, you know? And they're just all like, man, like, it's coming down. I'm like, yep, you see me five more times, and then you more than likely will never see me again, and you will forget about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're like, we won't forget. I'm like, oh, yeah, you will. I'm like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some of them were like, yeah, I'll never forget. I'm like, yeah, you will, bro. You won't remember who I am, you know? So yeah, it's going to be nice when we get to that point. I can just finally see these kids get their diploma. And I'm like, some of them, I'm like, get out.
Yeah.
Give it to them quicker. Give it to them quicker. Yeah. Get them out of here. Have fun in high school, bro. You know? Yeah. They're in for a rude awakening. A lot of them.
Oh, for high school. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Big time. Yeah. That jump is big. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we definitely remember that too. When we went to the high school, people are probably listening, they feel that too. You know, when you go from the middle school to high school and you see people walking around high school with fucking beards,
yeah,
you're like, dude, what?
Dude, well, especially now too. Like, kids nowadays, just, they don't look like kids.
Yeah. They don't. You know, it's a mix, man. Some of these kids, like, we've talked about it before, like with sports athletes, like some of these guys, they're like I don't know, like 18, mm-hmm, but they look like they're in their like late 20s.
Yeah.
There are some of these kids that I have who are like, they're 13, and I'm like, brother, if someone said you were 17, I would 100% believe it.
Mm.
And then there's some of them, I'm like, bro, you're in fifth grade. I'm like, homie, you belong in second grade, dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you can't even spell your name. Yeah. Like, how did you make it here?
I went to a graduation party over the weekend, and there was like a bar and stuff. Mm-hmm. Went and got a drink. The guy asked for my ID. I was like, yeah, sure. And you know, like, people, they get butthurt about getting like carded.
Yeah.
That I never understood why. I never really cared.
Yeah.
Not that deep. But they're like, oh, I'm old. I'm like, you're going to be wishing people are carding you.
Yeah.
And he literally looked at me. He's like, how old are you? I'm like, believe it or not, I'm turning 26.
Yeah.
This next week. And he's like, dude, you look like you're 18. I'm like, that's not an insult to me, man.
I hope
they're saying that to me. When I'm like in my 40s, I'll look 30.
Yeah. Bro, this guy worked today. This guy, Chris, I was talking to, and he's like, man, how old are you? And I was like, 26. And he's like, dude, holy. He's like, I thought you were fucking older. And I'm just like, yeah, I'll take that as a diss. You know? I'm like, okay, fuck you.
Yeah.
But then he's like, bro, he's like, I'm 37. I'm like, you're 37. Yeah, I thought, yeah. Like, no bullshit. I thought he was our age. I was like, bro, you talk like you're young. You look young. You act young. Like, everything about you.
Yeah.
Like, the way you dress. Like, bro, you dress like you're in your 20s. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, you don't dress like you're almost pushing 40. Mm-hmm. You know?
Age is but a number.
It is
how you act and stuff, and you keep up with the times.
I will say, though, with the card thing, I'm with you. It ain't that deep. The only thing that pisses me off when I get carded is now I gotta, like, rifle around for my wallet.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting this, and now I gotta go find it.
Yeah.
So, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
You know, that bothers me sometimes. I'm like,
right. Yeah.
But my tip to that, if people, you know, people who can drink here legally, if you go and ask your, like I went out yesterday, it was for lunch with my dad and them. If you ask what kind of alcohol, you're like gin and tonic, you're like, do you guys have Tanqueray? And they're like, yeah, we do. I'm like, I'll do it. Like, then they're just like, okay, he knows enough about it, yeah, so we're not going to card him.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I found out is the key. Mm-hmm. Like, you just start mentioning types of alcohol, and they don't mess with you.
Maybe it's probably more of like a female thing, I guess. Like, they get offended when...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Know?
But, yeah, I'm like, dude, I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
My go-to drink has always been just like, give me a Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule's godlike.
Like, Moscow Mule's like a good middle where it's like, it's not too fancy and it's not like a Bud Light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good like drink to get with like at any occasion.
Yeah.
Dinner. No,
especially, dude, if they've got the actual like the right
copper cups.
Mule cup. Yeah, the copper cup, bro. You're living.
Yeah.
It's either gin and tonic or it's a Jack and Coke. I love Jack and Coke.
I like Jack. My go-to used to be a rum and Coke or Jack and Coke, and then I start drinking Moscow Mules, and now it's...
But the thing for me, it's the soda. Once I start having, like, if I have, like, three or four Jack and Cokes, the soda, it's too much. I'm just like, ooh, it's, like, syrupy sweet, you know?
Yeah. That's why I like those. Like, beer, I'm not the biggest fan of beer.
Me either.
Mainly because it just... It's not efficient if you're trying to get like drunk. One, it isn't efficient.
Yeah.
That's never been my goal, but it's just like, I feel like shit afterwards. Yeah. I just get so bloated.
Beer. No, same.
So I can down like Jack and Cokes or Moscow Mules. And one, now I'm like, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
And it was a lot better than beer. And I don't feel like bloated.
Right.
I hate the feeling of being bloated. It's like, you know, back in the day when we used to just eat a ton of food.
Yeah.
And like you
can't
just
do it anymore.
You feel like shit afterwards.
Yeah.
But see, in my head, at least when we did that, we enjoyed like all that food. When you're drinking beer, it's not like a good taste.
No.
And then you're bloated afterwards.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Like that's how I feel about it, you know.
At least if I eat a large pizza, right? I'm enjoying that pizza the entire time. Even though when I'm bloated, I feel like shit afterwards. I ate that whole process.
Bro, that's something, dude. Now, like, I mean, we'll continue this for a second here. That's something, bro. I struggle with that now.
Yeah.
I mean, I could easily house a large pizza by myself. There ain't no problem about that. But the way I feel afterwards, I just, like, I've stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, first off, it's obviously not healthy. Yeah. But, like, the way I feel afterwards, I just feel so, like, full.
Yeah.
And like then the next day I'm like, oh bro, I'm still full. Yeah. On my face, I'm like, dog,
that's why you don't eat too late, folks.
Yeah.
You gotta let that digest.
Yeah.
If you're gonna eat late,
I can't, you know.
That
stuff, and obviously too, it's like when you're like 12 years old or some stuff, like you're like hella active running around. I'm like, dude, I'm active because of my job, but not like that. You know, where I can afford to eat a whole like 3,000 calorie pizza.
That's how I feel about alcohol, or just not alcohol, about
beer
in general.
Just not worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Side note, Call of Duty, bro.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. So
transition.
I mean, that's about as good of a segue I can do. You know, nothing's really been shaken regarding, like, you know, big news for us in season 3. Like, we've been cruising along. It's been going. We'll talk about some CDL stuff at the end, because we've got some really bad news, which we'll talk about. But the big news, I guess, mainly, right, is that season 3 Reloaded is coming.
Yeah, it's coming this week.
Yeah, it's coming May 1st, yeah. I believe. Yeah. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of good shit that's coming to this.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, again, we talked about this in a previous episode, how the content from all this stuff has just been, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the actual main season stuff and then these Reloadeds, like, they've always been dropping nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can go over some of the main stuff that they got in here. Honestly, like, this stuff that I've seen, like, some of these new modes, Minefield and Escort,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how much I'm going to be playing any of this.
Probably not going to be. But, I mean, like, Minefield is, I mean, it's just party game, right? I think it'll be funny every now and then jumping in.
Yeah. And
not trying to explode.
Right, right.
Like, that'd be funny, spectating someone, and you're like, they're in a 1v1 or something, and then someone blows up.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Escort's been in, like, COD since Advanced Warfare. Probably not going to be playing that.
But see, like, this is the one that I wouldn't actually mind jumping in.
Escort?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that one's kind of like a gimmick, like, you know, fun one. It's like, it is, it's just enough of a challenge, but it's not too much in the realm of party, you know? Like, it is relatively objective-based, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, having to escort that, I guess they've got, like, some robot, they call it, like, a maw through the environment, you know, and having to, like, do, was it the, with the goal of hacking 3 points across the map.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we probably got to go and defend it, and if it maybe, you know, I don't know, if it gets damaged, you got to repair it and stuff like that.
Yeah, if it's any, like, the last couple of years, like, in the advanced games, each team starts off with a robot, and you have to be in proximity of it for it to move to the checkpoint or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the more kills you get around it, the faster it, like, moves. So that'd be fun to watch in competitive.
Yeah, that would be sick.
But also, in, like, I don't know, might be a little boring, too, at the same time.
Yeah, I could see it being, it could definitely be a mix. Like, that would be, it's just like Control. Like, there would be those good games where both teams can play strategically, and then it could also be just, like, a complete blowout when you learn to do it.
You know? People that listen to this that are competitive pros are like, well, what are these guys talking about?
We
got to talk about, like, the stuff on Twitter too afterwards.
Yeah. You could go and launch up with that.
Yeah.
Because a couple other things that they have in there that I think are worth touching on, which I can see the main things I'm looking forward to are the new 6v6 maps that are coming in, which is one of them being Grime. This, I've heard this is like a take on London Docks, or it's very similar to London Docks. They don't say anything about this. Other than they say it's like a dock, it's like what Grime's dockside, dockside district, and it looks like from the color scheme and like some of the layout, it looks very similar to it, and it's in London.
Yeah,
and then they've also got Checkpoint, which is gonna be another 6v6. It says medium sized map.
Mm-hmm.
Both these maps, they look pretty solid to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just from the outset of them, I don't know if we've seen any gameplay on these yet.
No, gun. I mean, again, I'm all for new maps. Grime, I'm excited for. The layout, the aerial view, it does look like London Docks.
Yeah.
And if it is, throw it in the rotation for competitive.
100%.
We're not going to complain about new maps.
Yeah.
The Checkpoint map, this a little bit, it is new in multiplayer, but it's in Warzone. It's in Rebirth Island. And I don't know. In my eyes, it's like you really just ripped it out of there. But the layout of it, at least from the aerial view, it looks decent. But people that have played Rebirth already, they know the area.
Right. Yeah, I think that's kind of the, you know, like the line that you tread, right? Like you're saying, it is kind of a, come on. You know, they took this right from there. But again, if it works and it's nice in there, then I got really nothing to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope that Grime, to your point before, I hope that makes it into competitive, because ideally for us, they get rid of a lot of these older maps that have, like, they've been in competitive, you know? Like, I think Subbase, get that shit out of here.
Yeah.
You know, like, Subbase Hardpoint, I don't want to play that. I don't want to see that in rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Vista and Six Star have pretty much taken that over.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that this would be another one, too, that just...
Get Invasion out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I think they need to get rid of Invasion and get rid of Subbase. I think those maps, like, I don't know of anybody who looks forward to playing ranked on those maps. You know, or watching competitive on them.
Yeah, and it just shows how quick, like, gamers are to, like, how bored we can get at points, because, like, for Rio, like, I'm like, okay, it's Rio again. Like, I still like that, don't get me wrong, over like Karachi, High, any of the OG MW2 maps. But Rio has been in the rotation so much now because no one wants to play the other maps.
Right.
So we need just keep feeding new maps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And again, they've surprisingly done a really good job with these new maps.
Mm-hmm.
Like comparatively to other CODs where the new maps were terrible. And just were not viable for competitive. That's why, like, when we see all this stuff, I'm like foaming at the mouth. I'm like, bro, just get it in there. Mm-hmm. Just get it in. Like, it can't be that bad.
Compared
to some of the stuff that we've been playing on before, like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, and I think there hasn't been a map like this season where it's, I mean, in our opinion, that it's been bad.
Yeah.
I've liked all the maps that they've added.
Yeah, I would say, like, Departures is not bad. You know, but I don't even think that's, I don't know if that's in ranked anymore.
No.
Yeah, they got rid of it out of there and they don't play it in competitive. You know, for, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of reasons and I'm not exactly sure why.
They did, at least on the ranked side, like Treyarch did tests with Departures and Vista and then they took Departures out.
Right.
And, but like, I like that they're doing that though. They're, you know, they're throwing it in and like letting the players decide and test out. I hope it gets to the point where, which I don't think it will, but everyone that's playing ranked has like a big input of if pros play these maps or not, which I know hot take might be clipped, but pros would be like, hell no, you don't want casual players like doing that, which totally understand. And watch, that part's going to be cut out of the clip and they're going to be sent to fucking, I don't know, scrap or something. And it'd just be cool though, because we have no say in like any of this stuff. We just want to watch, right? But it would be really cool if we get to vote on maps. Like, we want this in CDL, so they have to play it, and it's like we're deciding it for them, you know?
Yeah, I think that something like that would make sense, where if you have like a selection of map pools that are not you know, like insane, like all those maps technically would work and pros wouldn't hate on any of them necessarily. I think that would be cool to be able
to
do
on
something
the fence.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, again, will that happen though? But I mean, who the fuck knows? Probably not, you know, they would just go and choose it themselves. But it is a cool concept again, because like some of these maps, like we're saying, I mean, I enjoy seeing them, but it takes a toll on you after a while when you see so many of these games and it's always the same maps. You know, with the same modes,
mm-hmm.
like the amount of times I've seen Atlanta FaZe play Rio Hardpoint, is like sickening at this. I'm just like, all right, like I've seen like enough Rio Hardpoint in my life. You know, I still like it a lot. It's so much better than the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, having these maps in here freshen things up is definitely like it's absolutely needed.
Yeah, and we've said that. I don't know how many episodes, in MW3.
Yeah.
New maps are always good.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And the same thing with the guns, but I saw that what they had done, that they ended their testing with the, with like changing the meta.
Mm.
You know, I think like, I don't really know what to take from that whole thing. That was kind of a confusing time, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like it was good for people playing ranked, you know, and like you go in and you've got like an insane gun. But again, it's that borderline of like, what do I do? Because technically I can get away with this, but the pros are not following the same rules,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then depending on who you're playing in ranked, you're going to be getting a mixed bag of people using certain guns.
Yeah.
But they ended up ending it. So I wonder what their conclusion was, you know?
Yeah. If I had to take a guess, it would just be, we're going to stick to the meta that the pros are using now. Cause the pros didn't even, like, none of them use that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it was nice at the time because it, again, it freshens things up.
Yep.
But I'm on the side of, if I had to choose between, like, new weapons or new maps, give me new maps and I'll use the same meta through the whole season. Like,
yeah.
I would have no problem with that. Now, if you give me new weapons and the same maps, I feel like I'd get bored pretty quick.
Yeah, for me, I don't think weapons really shift things up enough.
Yeah.
You know, like a good gun to me is a good gun to me. As long as the balance is there between the submachine gun and the AR, that's all I really care about, you mm-hmm. know? But like with this, like when they added those guns in there, the balance was ridiculous,
yeah.
you know? And even now people say that like the Rival is still such a good gun compared to the MCW, which I think in the right hands, yeah, that's totally true. But like for where we are, like in our realm of ranked, we're not in the iridescent top 250 realm. People ain't pulling shots like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not that big of a deal,
mm-hmm.
you know? But yeah, I mean, man, like other than that, like, you know, they're adding their fucking, like, they got some cool bundles and stuff, you know, again, the shit that's probably like $20-$30 and stuff like that. Stuff that you and I are just going to avoid like the plague and we'll never buy. And then they got some new stuff. They got like another part to the zombies mode.
Yeah. It's a new mission,
you know,
part of the story.
Yeah. Which I'm confused on that because I guess like, so it's all the same world, like it's all the same area, but they're just going to be building off of that.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't really know. I mean, it seems cool because, again, we still have not finished zombies.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't know anything about the story.
And I mean, like, honestly, God, I don't know, Jack. I haven't watched any videos on it. I haven't seen spoilers on it. Yeah. Like, I have no idea what happens in that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the story either. And it, but it is cool because I guess it's all in that open world, right? And you go in and you do the Easter egg or story or whatever, and then you just finish it and they're building. I think that's cool, like how it is. Don't get me wrong, like I want round-based zombies and that's what the zombies is. But it is kind of cool where like they leave you at a cliffhanger and then you have to wait till they update it. I think you and I need to give it like a shot because it does seem like a pretty decent replacement of Raid.
Yeah.
Raid was just more linear and like guided, where this is, not the biggest fan of Warzone, you know, like it's fun with friends, but I just don't like that whole like grindy thing where you drop it in this open world and you gotta, you're not like guided, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
But not like hand holding.
Right.
You know, it's, I don't know. I hate being restricted to like the time to go do it, but you can argue that's part of the challenge, which it is true. It is part of the challenge.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Again, it's not ideal. Like, I don't prefer this version of it. However, like, the story is captivating enough. I think it'll definitely be worth it, and it may overshadow any other thing that you don't like about it. I mean, shit, dude. Like, we've been saying it, like, time and time again. We're doing so well on the levels and shit. Like, we might as well take advantage of it. Well, while we've got this time now,
yeah,
and just do it, you know, and like take a day and be like, you know what, fuck it, like let's just, you know, we'll get on at like 7 o'clock at, or like 8 o'clock and just grind, you know,
yeah,
just try it out, see how it goes.
I don't know anything about the story. I don't even know like what the Easter egg or what the objective is.
Yeah,
I know there's a storyline, and
shit, but, dude, we never even made it to round three, to like the tier three area, like the middle area.
Yeah,
we never even made it there.
Yeah.
We don't know shit.
No, we don't. Yeah, and like I haven't heard anything bad about zombies like all year. Yeah. I've heard it's gotten stale, but that's not, I wouldn't say like a bad thing.
Right.
You know, like that just happens every single year. But no, I haven't seen any bad news on zombies at all.
No.
So, yeah. You and I should just give it like a shot.
Yeah.
Just go through it. Because who knows, we might actually, really, really like it. And we're like, why haven't we been like trying this?
Yeah,
it's like the Cold War zombies. Like I know you and I, like we did play it, but I think we liked it a lot more after going and playing through a bunch.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I'd say too, of course, for like when this game ends and then we do our review, like it's only fair that we go and actually complete the zombies, because it's not fair to give a review on it.
Yeah,
you know, we're like, oh yeah, we played like a shit ton of multiplayer, but zombies, yeah, I played it like, you know, I don't know. We've played like a decent amount. Like we put in some good hours on it, but not anywhere enough to be able to actually give a review on it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my opinion.
No, that's true,
you know.
And shout out to the guy that voted on the Spotify poll, which by the way, if you guys are on Spotify, go and like answer the question, because we leave one every episode. The question was like, what do you think of the episode, and then what cities would you want for CDL teams if they expand? But the guy said that he enjoys that we talk about multiplayer, because there's not many people that talk about multiplayer anymore. Mm-hmm. Everything's about Warzone. So shout out to you, dude.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole point of this. Because
we can't talk shit about Warzone.
Yeah, we can't. We don't know shit.
Yeah. I don't know jack shit about that.
Don't know what the meta is. Nor do I care, to be honest.
Oh, bro, I had a kid at school today. He was telling me, he's like, oh, dude, the Warzone. And I'm like, just listen to him. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's sick, bro. I'm like, but I'm just thinking of multiplayer. I'm like, dude, you are faded for that loadout.
Yeah,
like, that is the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. But again, it's like, that's the difference. Warzone, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know? Dude, I use the MCW. They're like, why would you use that? I'm like, dude, in ranked, it's insane.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Warzone's probably terrible.
Probably, the setups that we have, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably awful. Yeah,
they're like, why? It's too even.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you need to make, like, a super overpowered class in Warzone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, dude, like, before you launch into your shit, because I want to get started here, is like, man, that's pretty much all they got for season 3 Reloaded. Like, it's all good stuff. Like, don't get me wrong. But that's all we've got right now. Like, this, it's kind of weird because they came out with this and we haven't got any trailers yet. And we're doing this on the 29th. Mm-hmm. Like, this comes out in, like, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
And they just kind of dropped it on us, being like, oh, yeah, you know, it's coming out. I think we did hear rumblings of the maps. And again, that's obviously for us, like, being the multiplayer people, that's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
The modes, like, you know, I mean, probably, like, we'll try it out one night, you know, we'll maybe do a game or two of them just to say that we played them, and we'll let you know, but they're definitely not going to be game modes that we are going to be like, oh my God, you have to play it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's going to be like, yeah, it's solid. You know?
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll announce a roadmap probably tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, that's how they're going to do it, you know.
They always do it, like, the day after or 2 days after when we record.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, they're doing their thing.
Yeah,
they're releasing thing, like maps that we want. You know, more maps is always good. Just updates that they need to do. So can't complain. And also progress, like, you and I are, like you said, we're chilling. We're almost at 650. I'm at 639, I think, something like that.
Got to hustle, bro.
I'm right there.
Gotta lock in. Yeah. Gotta lock the fuck in. It was 11 levels.
And we haven't hopped on ranked yet, but it's just nice knowing that we can hop down ranked and just, like, grind.
I know. But yeah, we're in the midst of, like, other stuff, you know?
Yeah. I do want to play ranked, though, because I played it by myself when it was, like, the
XP kind of provide.
No, it was a whole, like, meta change.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun, because it was a lot of fun using, like, the BP50 and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
And just frying.
It changes ranked so much. Oh, when you play against, like, decent people, it made the game so much faster, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But then they got rid of it, and I played last night, and, you know, it just went back to, like, what ranked was.
Yeah, exactly. Game. Just the two guns.
Yeah. But, yeah, we got to hop back on ranked and grind. But now that we have, like, some time, just because we're close, we have been playing a little bit of our single-player games. Yeah. I hopped on Valhalla back again. The last time I loaded that game, dude, was a day before... It was like November 22nd,
2023.
So I think COD came out like early October.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. So I took a break and
That's insane, dude.
Yeah. And I'm like, how the fuck do I play this again? I went and played. I'm like, well, the sense is so slow.
Yeah.
And my guy just, yeah, it was a lot of relearning, but it has been nice now that I can play that a little bit and not feel as bad.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm like that too, because I was playing a little bit of Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. Like, jumping into that game, I was like, holy shit. Like, I'm over here, like, thank God for these tutorials, because I'm going back through and I'm like, dude, how do I use this? Like, the trip caster? I'm like, how do I even?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, bro, I can't clear that jump. And then I look at it, I'm like, oh, I just have to jump at it. And it'll do it automatically. Yeah. You know? Yeah, I was playing that. And then my buddy convinced me with Fallout 4. Try that out. I'm in no rush with that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I did play a little bit of it. Because I guess they went update. Well, I know they did. They updated it. So it's like you can play it at 60 FPS.
Mm-hmm.
That game's rad. That game is so good. But I've got, like, this problem now where I can't play games at 30 FPS. I'm a privileged fuck. You know, when I play a game at 30, it bugs me now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, exactly. Yeah.
Like, bro, I want to go back and play, like, you know, like the kill zones, like Killzone 2 and 3. But there's part of me that I think if I go and play those. Dude. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like if I go back and play those, I'm just going to be disappointed. Because I'm like, man, I need this to be same graphics, more or less, but at 60.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, when I played Fallout 4 on the PS4, like download of it and it's at 30, I was just like, I can't get into it, you know.
Yeah,
now it's at 60 and I'm like, oh bro, we're locked in. Yeah. Like, I love it, you know?
Dude, that's what I said about, like, having playing at 60 FPS on COD and then 120 FPS on COD,
yeah,
there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference. And then you go back to 60, it's like,
you can't do it.
You can, yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
That's why all the people on PC, like, they're playing on like 240.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Like, they can't go and play on console.
Yeah, bro. They would tweak.
Yeah.
You know, they think we're playing in the Stone Age. I mean, yeah, technically we are.
Kind of are. You know? Yeah.
But to me, it's like just that slow manipulation. I'm like, bro, 60 is phenomenal. Like, I love it.
Yeah. You don't know it's good unless you actually try it.
Yeah.
So if we never do it, like, this is the best that we got.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been playing that, chilling, and we're going to jump back into ranked because
100%.
Because if we don't, we get deranked even more. We're going to get thrown into
fucking, you're going to get fucking gold
one.
And I'll be silver or some shit.
Yeah.
I can't do that, bro.
Don't want to go.
That actually might not be that bad, bro.
Yeah, we get a bunch of shitters.
Yeah, absolute trash.
No, but then we can't validate ourselves. Yeah.
Like, lose the cred.
Yeah, because like everyone thinks we're just casuals.
Yeah,
which
we're playing hella casual right now. But yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Leading to the point,
I fucked you though.
Of I just want to point it out on Twitter. You made a pretty good tweet or post.
Thank you, bro.
About the top three CDL players in the league, and people got mad. And let me say, the competitive COD community got mad, and everyone pointed, look at their names. They don't know anything.
Right.
First off,
fuck you.
Yeah. Second off,
I'll say for
I know it's a broad term, casuals, but if you're not a pro and you're not like an amateur trying to be an amateur, you're casual in my eyes. Sorry. Like, you know,
you're gold three or you're iridescent.
Yeah. Exactly. Like if you're trying to go pro and you're like on an amateur team practicing, like doing all that stuff, all right, like you're not a casual player.
Yeah.
But 98% of the people are casual players.
Yeah.
And also the tweet that you responded to, it said three faces of the league. So that's very open ended. And what you said, like a BZ, Scrap, and
I said Pred.
Pred, yeah. And people got mad. The competitive community got mad.
Tweaking.
Yeah. This. And you and I, we don't get butt hurt. We don't really care at the end of the day. But I just wanted to point out, like, this is why I've always said it, the COD community is so, so toxic. Like, people are just roasting you for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
dude, again, people like a top three list about the best players in the CDL or the faces of the CDL.
No, I'm like, it was top three faces of the CDL. Yeah,
this is something that people can debate forever, which is kind of the point. I was like, dude, these are three people that are like phenomenal players. Nobody can doubt it. And they're on three of the biggest teams with, you know, like there's just no way. And then people somehow find a way to be like, I'm wrong. I'm like, shut your fucking mouth. Like, don't even, you know what I mean? Like, these people are like, oh, man, it's definitely, like, Selium, Abizi, Sim. Like, they're 100%. I'm like, okay, so, like, you see why I wouldn't want to go and put all of FaZe in there? Like, could you? You're not wrong.
I responded to someone and said that, and they're like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's the faces of the... I'm like, okay, if that person responded and was like, who are the best players in the league right now? Oh, and also, like, I'm going to point out, Mike and I tweet everything separately, and we don't, like, sign off who tweets.
Yeah.
I would say the majority of the time, like, you're the one responding to stuff. Yeah. But, like...
But when you see something on there and you want to respond to it, you'll go respond to
it. Yeah,
exactly. It's not like he has to... You don't run shit by me or anything. It's just like, you know, we both... Like, again, that's mainly my thing. I do tweet, like... the majority of them, but again, you want to get in on it, like fucking go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Know? It's great impressions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I
always got that.
Yeah, because if they said like best players like in the league right now, that you can like define statistically.
Right. You can
this is like
that.
The big top three faces of the league. Like, because right. I saw, I think it was CDL Scrimtel or Intel.
Yep.
It might be Intel. And they said something along the line of like Shotzi, Scrap, and like Hydra or something. Mm-hmm. People are like, how? And the guy responded, it says faces of the league. And again, like you said, that can, it's just open ended. It can be argued.
Right.
It's just insane to me how people get so tied up into this. And then they don't welcome, like, we are casuals, right? Our audience, like, you're telling me you don't want more people to grow the scene. Like, it's just ridiculous to me.
And again, people can't, a big thing that I notice with a lot of people in the Call of Duty community and in general is people just can't have a civil conversation about shit. I get it. It's Twitter and it's not the place for civil conversations necessarily. But bro, like, why do you have to come out with daggers on something that doesn't impact you at all and something that's clearly meant for debate, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if we got people that are saying, you know, like, they replied or and would be like, you know, I really think Sim should be on there because of X reason, you know, and, like, said stuff, it's like, that's cool. Like, I get it, you know, and, like, and, you can have a dialogue.
That person gets a reply from us.
Exactly. Not the guy who would say, like, are you high? What are you talking about? I'm like, okay, but, like, what are you talking about then? Like, mm-hmm. dude, we've been watching Pro COD for fucking years, mm-hmm. you know? I'm like, some of these people, and you hear it, they're like, well, I've been watching since MW 2019. But what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, yeah. like, you didn't even watch Simp and Ibiza when they started playing. Yeah. You know? I'm like, dude, they're insane.
What validation do you have?
Right. And
we've
again,
got over a decade of COD.
Well, and on one
us.
More, it's like, and it's not like we're trying, I'm like, I don't want to say that I have more validation than them. I'm like, dude, like you said at the top, we're all casual players.
Yeah.
So this is like a free thing to be debating, you know, to a point. I mean, I gotta say, if you say like, you know, someone like Nero, no diss, but like Nero's not the face of the league.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And he's not the best player in the CDL, you know, he's great. But it's like something like that. I'm like, that's wrong, you know. But when you're up in these top teams of the top guys, like anybody on FaZe you could put on there, pretty much all of Optic you could put on there, most of Toronto, and then a handful of the guys, like, again, like I think from New York, pretty much, I think most would agree that, like, Hydra, you know, for face of the league that people know and get paid big money and expect big results from all the time, you know, those are the guys, you know? Yeah, people just, again, they get fucking, they get way too invested in people that they don't even know.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, maybe some of you are listening right now and you're like, this is why they're casuals. We are casual.
Yeah,
we are casual.
Look at the name of our podcast, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the whole point is like you got to grow the community somehow, and growing the community isn't like being a dick to everyone, right? Like, what if someone came into the league came into watching competitive COD and they don't know any of these players, and they're from, I'll use us for example, they're from Boston,
right?
They don't know anything else about COD. They just know about Shotzi and Dashy because they're Optic.
Right.
Right. And they're like, oh, Boston team's really good.
Right.
And then you're like, you're fucking dead last. Like, you guys are shitters.
Yeah.
This person doesn't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, chill out.
Yeah.
I get like trash talk and stuff. Totally fine with that. It's just, well, like, you'll tweet something like that, right? We responded to one person. Or I responded to one person and said, didn't want all of FaZe on there.
Right.
Laughing emoji.
Yeah.
Guy said, doesn't work like that, buddy. I'm sorry I fucking ruined your day.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then we get like 50 replies and we don't engage with any of them. And they're just arguing back and forth with each other. And me and you like will text each other and we're like, what is happening?
Right.
Because I look at that, I'm like, oh, something blew up. No, it's just like two people arguing.
Yeah, no, me too. I see it. I'm like, oh, and then I'm just like, man, it's these two people who just can't like, and again, they're not even like, you know, saying anything worthwhile or even having like a good debate. They're like just trash talking each other on their takes. It's like, man, we've had those back and forth with people before when we like, when I'd like to, like I enjoy it because I'm, you know, they're actually talking to you, you know, respectfully or actually have an opinion that's worth exploring. These guys, like, we just say one thing and then they go crazy off of it. And I'm like, man, it wasn't really that deep. Like, I just saw that and I was like,
took you 3 seconds.
Yeah. Like, I'm just sitting there, like, who'll probably be? I'm like, yeah, BZ. Like, I put a BZ up there for sure. You know, I'm like, I'm not over here like some mastermind of this. I'm just like, BZ enables Simp to play that well, but Simp's also a god. I'm like, Simp could be in there. I'm like, Beezy. Let's do a Beezy. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, happy, but I'm like, you know, I'm like, Scrap, 100%. Gotta have Scrap in there. And like, that's how I like took it again, like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't think hard enough. I'm like, bro, what is this? An SAT question
it's not
over
that
here?
Deep. Yeah, it's you not know what's deep, crazy?
It's not that deep.
The Twitter community is more toxic than like Instagram and TikTok for us. I swear, like, the people that comment on our TikToks and Instagrams, they actually want to engage in conversation, which is crazy to me. I don't know, like, just because, like, we post reels and TikToks.
Yeah.
Like, you're just swiping.
Yeah.
So I would think most people there, they just, like, type out something quick, scroll, yeah, and, like, you know, say some, like, stupid shit.
Yeah.
But I swear on TikTok and Instagram, that's where we have our most like genuine conversations.
People who will, like, you know, like, we'll put a, we'll pose a question on there and they, like, actually answer it. Of course, you get the couple of people who are, yeah, like, these guys got no idea. But most people, like, they listen to us and then they will say, you know, like, their opinion on it, you mm-hmm. know, whether it's aligned with us or not. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Like, I don't mind hearing, you know, why you think, you know, differently than us, mm-hmm. you know, because again, like, a lot of these people in the CDL, or just like in the pro COD community, of course, like, that opinion that they miss, which is the vast majority of the Call of Duty community, is that casual perspective on how you look at a game. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, like, casuals don't do this or don't care about this or whatever it is, don't understand. I'm like, well, you need to actually ask somebody mm-hmm. who is a 9-to-5er who gets home with the fucking case of, you know, Heineken's or some yeah. shit and plays with the boys from college. Like, you need to talk to somebody like that on how they think about the game. Mm-hmm. If you're at, if that's something that you care about or want, mm-hmm. you know, want to get the perspective of somebody mm-hmm. from, that's what those people are like.
Yeah. And and that's exactly, you know, why we started this whole podcast. We right. want the amount of people that we know that play COD. Like, if you took everyone that played COD and they were just, they tuned into one stream of the CDL, dude, that would be crazy. The amount yeah. of fans that they would get after that.
That'd be insane.
And imagine getting those people to an event. Like, if you can get them to secure tickets to go to an event, it's amazing. They're going to fall in love with it.
Yeah.
They're going to love it. And it just, I've always said it, it just doesn't help when the community is just so gatekept.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just pushing other people away. That's why other esports laugh at us, which, you know, they can.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just want to bring that up because it is annoying and it leads us into the, you know, the CDL talk that we want to talk about, which is also
yeah.
sad.
Yeah, this is bad news, buff. Yeah, I mean, I like, you didn't pick up, I was sad because I just rage in my car, bro. Boston Breach.
I was upset too. I was texting you.
Yeah, bro. So I was going to get groceries mm-hmm. and I just sat in the car and was watching this. And then I just started, I was like, no, and I was driving. I was like, come on, boys. I'm like, we have to fucking win this. I'm like, we have to win this. I was like, if we lose, I'm getting fucked up. Yeah. I was like, we have to. And then we got to the game five. Like, we were already at the game five and mm-hmm. I see, like, we're down a couple rounds. I'm like, this ain't good. Mm-hmm. I mean, spoiler alert, we lost. We lost 3-2 again, and it sucked. Mm-hmm. And it couldn't have been closer. Like every other, we've lost what we've lost. We're 0-3 right now. The split.
No, we're 0-5, aren't we?
Could be.
I think we're 0-5.
That made it worse.
This recording.
Yeah, there you go. So it's fucking bad.
Yeah,
it's the problem, boys. Like, it's not good.
We lost to Rocker.
Yes, we did lose to yeah. Minnesota Rocker. Yeah. No, we lost to we lost to LAG.
We lost to Rocker the week before. in another game five.
Yeah, in another game five, like round 11 kind of thing. Yeah. That was a round 11. And then the one that we just played this past weekend, that was LAG. They have a new member on the team, Flame, who I got to respect. Side note, Flame, that guy, he's probably not listening to this. That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
I love listening to that guy talk from the little bit I've seen in the interview in CDL they did. And then hearing him on the flank, mm-hmm. that guy seems like he's got a really good head on his shoulders. Yeah. Really, really cool dude.
Sounds like a stand-up dude.
Yeah.
And he...
fucking fries.
Yeah. I love the confidence, but it's also like... respectful confidence.
Yeah. He's not like, these guys are fucking trash. He's just like, you know, I know I'm good. Like, you know, I'm ready yeah. to show out, ready to do what I got to do. And I'm like, fuck yeah. He's yeah. not over here coming in being like, bro, these guys, like, we're going to play Boston. They're fucking awful. Like, he's not saying stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I'm like, okay, dog, you're going to get cooked and you yeah, deserve
yeah.
it.
And yeah. again, like, to each their own. Like, I'm all here for trash talk in, like, sports and whatever. But
you gotta back it up.
It's always funny when, like, in any sport, like, they trash talk and then they get shit on. Like,
I love that.
Bad.
I love that.
And but I would hope those people, they do it, like, you know that. You got to back yourself up. That's why I know a lot of people don't like Scrap or Draza. I like them because those guys, I love when they're shooting bodies, dude. FaZe,
yeah.
The fact that Sal and Draza, like, I don't want FaZe to keep winning. Again, I want Boston to win, but I love that they're shooting bodies and they're like, these guys fucking suck. And
yeah.
they're frying. Yeah. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Well, and that's the thing. It's because, like, right now, those guys are... We'll get back to Boston in a second. Yeah. But those guys are so good. Like, they're untouchable right now, phases. Mm-hmm. Like, if people have not been paying attention, they are on another level.
Dude, yeah, do it.
And again, they can do that because they can do that. Mm-hmm. Like, they just smoke anybody that's in their path. Like, that... They played that map one hardpoint on Rio against New York. I mean, it was like... It was insane, you know. Mm. You get into listening, and you hear Draws it. Then he's like, "These guys fucking suck." Yeah. I'm like, "Bro, like, yeah. they're it's so bad." They're shooting bodies like, you know,
every kill,
40 seconds into the game, they're spamming. I'm like, "Yeah, dude, these guys." But they're on another, and they can do that because one, for me, they've been at it long enough, and two, they've proven how good they are. Mm-hmm. You know, like. That would annoy me personally if Flame started doing that right off the rip. It's like, bro, you got to get like, we got to see some like big wins. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, he's had those really good series. He had those back-to-back 1v3 clutches, like insane. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, there's that next level where I'm like, okay, I want this guy to see what it's like to play like, you know, an Optic or a FaZe. Mm-hmm. And maybe he'll be like, you know, damn, like I could definitely take these guys. Or he'll be like, oh,
yeah.
There's levels to this. Like, these guys are insane. Mm-hmm. Because, they played Boston, and they played well. Like, Boston right now, like, the synopsis on them is that they're a really good hardpoint team. Their control is kind of hit or miss. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And their search is, I mean, there's really no other way to sugarcoat it. It's bad. It's bad. They lose series because of the search and destroy. They get slightly better at search. They're 5-0.
Yeah. And it's, if I could see the stat of like Breach as a whole, how many game fives we've been in across, you know, across Vanguard, MW2, and this game. It's been a lot of game fives that we've lost. I know that for a fact. For a fact. Because last year we lost a ton. And this year it's so disappointing to see as a fan. Like, you get so close. Like, we're there. Like, you're just taking us through an emotional roller coaster every single time.
Yeah, bro. They just, again, like, it's every time they get into a, you know, they get into a search, it's like you start fucking tweaking. You know, I'm like, here we go. Let's see what they can do. Like, who knows? Mm-hmm. And again, like, their hard points, it's nuts because their hard points are so good. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they win at, like, not just kind of barely. You know, they smoke them.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're complete blowouts over 100 points most of the time. So their hard point's not a problem. Mm-hmm. But again, like, you got to play over search and destroys. Like, you know, if they're playing these game fives, two of them are searches, it gets dicey, you know?
And again, like you said, I think they should be 5-0, if not 4-1 at least, because they just shoot themselves in the foot. Every single time when they get to game five.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't need to go over the mistakes that they've made. They know the mistakes they've made. If you just, like, casually watch COD, like, you'll wonder, too. You and I are texting back and forth, you know, like, why aren't they planning?
Yeah,
stuff
right.
Stuff like that. Like, all that stuff's been said about them, and they know what they need to fix.
Yeah.
And I hope, man, they need to win one, like, before the major.
Yeah.
Because we are sitting at 50 points overall standing right now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure 8th place has broken or about to break 100.
Yeah.
I think they're like 90.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Or like 110. It's something like that. Odds of us making champs are getting worse and worse because we're getting to the point where, like, we need to win and also we need teams to lose.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that Rocker is one of those teams, and Rocker keeps slipping by in game fives. They keep winning. They're icing up.
They did that against Thieves. They beat them. Like, they did the reverse sweep on them. And then it's good for us again. And it's good for some of these teams, too. Like, Vegas right now was on the decline. Mm-hmm. Carolina's had a rough start. I'm like, this is what we need for this to work. But, yeah, man, I mean, like, kind of closing on, like, just, like, people are aware. Like, dude, their hardpoint win percentage is 52.9%. And their control is literally 50. Their search, 20.7.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. When they load into a search, there's a 20.7% chance they will win that. Mm-hmm. Compared to FaZe, the best in the series, in the league, 72%.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah. And if you look at the point differential, the top four teams maybe besides New York, I think, but like they're all over 200 points.
Yeah.
Like overall standing, we are at 50.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's.
Yeah. So even if we win the next games in our split, we are still like nearly 50 points behind.
Yeah.
Going into the major. And I'm pretty sure mathematically it's pretty close, but if we lose everything, right? Or even if we win one, we go to the major and we get double first rounded and we get no points again.
Yeah.
It's basically chalked. Like, we're not making champs.
Yeah.
Which, again, like, I don't want to see because he's got, like, they're good players, clearly. Like, we've watched them in Hardpoint and they're frying and stuff. They just can't close on the searches. Well, and these players are all good. Like, dude, Beans is frying.
Well, that's the thing that's so weird about Boston right now is that, like, when you listen to Zuma or Octane or these guys talk about them on the flank, the general thought is, like, they're not bad. But they're just playing, like, in these moments that are key moments, they play bad, you know? Like, you know, if there's any Miami fans, you know, like, those guys, everything that they play right now is not good. Like, their hard points don't look necessarily good. Their searches, their controls, everything's just kind of like, everything needs work. Mm-hmm. And, like, we're saying with Boston, like, they're all good players. You're saying Beans is frying, like, you know, they've all had their moments. Priest has been doing great. Like, and then, again, in hard points, they're a really good team. But when it comes to like the searches and it comes to those moments when they need to ice up and close a series, they just, for whatever reason, they've got this mental block. Mm-hmm. They can't do it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why they're down there. They're like, for me, they're like a phony, like 12th place. You know what I mean? It's like, they're there, like obviously from their own doing, but it's like, dude, they just have small mistakes and things that are literally putting them there. If they didn't make those, they'd be in top eight.
Yeah. You know? And if you look at our predictions, from the beginning of the year, like before MW3 like even came out when we were watching competitive, they're predicted to be like that top five team, like battling, you know, and
we didn't get that.
Like our original roster, that was probably the best roster on paper that we've had going into the year. And the fact that we are, I know the roster is completely different now, but
we're on our third roster, I think.
Or yeah.
Fourth roster.
And we're dead last.
Yeah.
It's
insane. Again,
it's insane. It sucks as a viewer. I mean, we're going to, obviously, going to support them, but I can see the frustration in them, dude. I feel that pain. Like, seeing Beans just like, dude, he freaks out. And I totally would too.
and like, you know, I say closing on it too for people wondering, like, well, when we come back, I mean, it's going to be really tough for them because their next couple of matches, I think they're playing Optic in one of them, and then I think I can't remember who they're playing after, but they're playing another top 14.
I think it's Optic Ultra New York, or it's Optic New York Ultra.
Something like that, yeah. So Optic, I mean, the way it's looking right now, I do not expect them to win that. I think that'll be a loss. Mm-hmm. Just because Optic, again, it's like, it's phase below them a bit is Optic, and then right now there's a big gap between New York and Ultra, and then there's an even bigger gap, you know, between those.
Oh wait, yeah. So if that's the case, they're 0-4 then. Not 0-5. There you go. Yeah.
So they've got, again, they've got that Optic match. That's gonna be a real, real tough one for them. The New York and Ultra one, Ultra is gonna be hard as well. New York though, again, like I think like those New York and Ultra ones, they could do those because those teams are on the decline right now. But those are by no way, any means, those are easy matches. Those are still very, very hard.
The matches that they should have, that we fully expected them to win,
are the ones they didn't win.
Yeah, that didn't win.
So now they've made things very hard for themselves.
Yeah, and I'll say against New York, I think we've won one series against them.
Yeah.
In all time.
So it's going to be a fucking week.
Yep. Yeah. It's good.
But we're here for it.
We are here for it. You know, we'll always support Boston. Yeah.
That's just the thing, please, no matter what.
Don't put us through another roller coaster.
Yeah, I know, dude. I mean, the way things are looking, we're going to be through another one. And man, I'm going to get seasick. Like, I can't be.
Honestly, thank God we're not at watch parties.
Yeah. That'd be a tough.
High. And then low.
Yeah.
High. Exactly. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's probably worse for the players, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. It would be tough, but again, like, you know, we just got to show our support and hope that the boys figure it out. You know, that's it. You know, it's a tough time to be a Boston fan for sure, but I mean, man, the real ones, they stick it out. You don't just jump ship when things are tough.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're doing that, you ain't a fucking fan in the first place.
Agreed. You know? They'll bounce back.
Yeah, they'll get there.
They'll bounce back.
But Yeah, man, I think that's it, bro. I mean, you got anything else you want to add? We covered the season stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of the season 3 Reloaded, again, that's coming May 1st.
Yep.
And so then we talked about those absolute twats that are on Twitter taking things way too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of those people, calm down. Relax.
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
We all play COD.
You know, we all play COD. We're all casuals at the end. I don't care if you're, you know, iridescent. Unless you're getting paid or you're on a team, mm-hmm. you're a casual.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm going to add, I would hope if you're like an iridescent or top 250, dude, like you're trying to like get on an amateur team.
Yeah, bro. If you're top 250, there's no way like you're not streaming or you're not like trying to work towards.
Yeah. Doing something. And if that's the case, 100% support you guys.
Yeah, yeah,
of
yeah.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know,
we got your back.
You're actually doing something.
Yeah, you're doing something. And we yeah. respect the shit out of that.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, man, I think that does it. Yeah.
Yeah, if like I said, if you're on Spotify, remember to like respond.
Yeah, of course. Because again, we put the questions on there every week, so be mm-hmm. sure. And again, that's on anchor.fm/CODCasuals. That's where all stream platforms are. So go to the Spotify, mm-hmm. go answer the question, go to the YouTube, comment, like, subscribe. I think we're almost at 100 subs on YouTube.
Almost.
So if
yeah.
you're not there and you haven't subscribed, what the fuck you doing? Get over there, get that done. And then of course, Instagram and TikTok at CODCasuals for the shorts. In case you don't want to watch the whole episode, you can go over there. And then of course, our main page on Twitter. That's where we are engaging the most. So if you ever want to tweet some bullshit at us,
if you're respectful,
you know, yeah, be respectful. Yeah, respectfully fun. I'll be like, all right, I'm there. And yeah, I think that does it, huh?
Yeah.
So again, thank you everybody for listening to episode number 168 of the COD Casuals podcast. We're your host, Mike.
I'm Justin,
and we'll see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
See ya.